You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, who's the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. Usually on a Tuesday and also a Thursday, we have David Shapiro from Sasson Securities with us, but he's jet-lagged after an exhausting trip back from New York. And believe me, as you know, Greg, that trip back from New York is a long one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You really, really, especially if you're in economy, but I'm sure David's at the front somewhere.
No, of course.
But sure, that's a 13, 14 hour. What I do is put my headphones on and take 2 sleeping pills, and that's it. Nobody will hear from me for the first 7 or 8 hours for sure.
You're lucky. See, I can't do that. I can't sleep in a space with other people. I mean, that's why I didn't go to boarding school, because, I mean, I tried, but I just couldn't sleep at night because there's lots of other people around you. It's weird. What if I talk in my sleep or do other things? What's going on? I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm basically drugged, and so I'll say to the person on my right or left, listen, you better go to the bathroom now, because for the next 9 hours, I'll be incapacitated. But quite an intricate pillow system, which I bought online, that you blow up. You put your tray table down, you put your head on it, like you're back at school sleeping on your desk, and gone for all the world.
Okay, I'm 6'5". You're probably what, about 5'8" or something?
6'1".
Yeah, right. And Donald Trump's 105 kilograms. This is what his medical said. It's very funny. Oh, well, it's okay. Greg, on the stock exchange news service announcements this afternoon, we had PSG's financial results and dividend declaration for the 6 months ended the 31st of August. This is a company that comes up quite often, whether it be PSG the group or some of the companies that they are involved with, PSG Consult and other ones. Very, very interesting company. Recurring earnings per share increased by 16%. Headline earnings per share increased by 12%. Attributable earnings per share increased by 24%, dividend per share increased by 8%. That sounds a little bit stingy, but nonetheless, plus, plus, plus all the way.
Yes, I think probably mostly must be driven by the strength of Capitec and those earnings coming through. Just an investment holding company, and really the star in that investment holdings away from Pioneer Foods is obviously Capitec. The dividend was a little bit light. But as we always say, there's just so many numbers to look at. But probably the headline earning increased by 12% from 507 to 568. I think that's probably more than one could have expected in this market. The share price had lagged until about a week ago when they put the trading update, and it's been quite strong since then. So finishing at 230.36 rand, so they're up 1%. So closing that, they'll have to tell us the sum of the parts, which I think is around about 260. Yeah, so it's still a bit of a discount, but some of the share value, they're saying 259.56.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy something that's trading at a discount to its part, then the PSG is the place to start.
And all the parts are listed parts, so these are quantifiable rather than some of those companies that have unlisted investments, and they cannot creatively account, but be a little bit lenient with their valuations, if I can put it nicely.
Yeah, very hypothetical, because if you were handed your stake in Capitec, which you would have got by holding PSG, and tried to sell it, so it's kind of a sort of ring fence to some of the parts, but so be it. That's the way the accountants like to explain these things.
Spot prices at the moment, dollar rand is 14.84, which has barely changed in the last 24 hours. British pound against the rand is 18.96. That's a really, really big move. That's 1.4%. The rand has weakened against the pound by 1.4%. That's got to be a Brexit story, obviously. It's either Brexit or trade wars or something we talk about every day. The euro rand is 16.38 and the euro dollar is 110.40. Slightly stronger euro, slightly weaker US dollar. And let's have a look now at the gold price on the back of that. This is not a good... Greg, I'm starting to worry about the gold thing. We got it right for 3 months and now we're getting it wrong. It's 14.80, down $13 an ounce since this morning. The platinum price is down 10 to 8.83. And it's not that much of a dollar story, because the dollar against the euro anyway, which is the one I go to, is maybe 0.2% higher. Palladium, what's that doing? 17.10?
Yes. 17.31, still up $17. Watching closely this afternoon, touched a high of 17.40. We just jumped back to that gold price. Quite a steep decline in the last hour and a half of trade today. I looked at some technicals. I mean, look, you want to buy the dips with gold, but it looks like the next serious support is around about 1460. I wouldn't like to see go and test those levels, but perhaps this offers a buy opportunity.
Brent crude oil is $59.72, which is up 16 cents per barrel, or around about a quarter of a percent, so not much going on there at all. And looking at the United States, a massive move in the Dow Jones. Again, it's above 27,000. Look at this, up 326 points, or 1.25%. NASDAQ up 1.25%, S&P up 1.2%. These are big moves, Greg. Is there some more trade war news lies from Donald Trump? What's happening?
We've gone into earnings season, and I think a lot of analysts lowered their earnings forecast. A couple of companies reporting, I think Goldman Sachs came out, they missed slightly. I was in a presentation most of the afternoon, just some of the traders saying some of the companies have beaten quite nicely, and that's brought some money back. Dow, to see the Dow back above 27,000, Mr. Trump must be rubbing his little hands in glee at the moment.
There's very little, aren't they?
Because that U.S. market just doesn't it doesn't want to collapse.
Sterling soars to 4-month high as traders eye imminent draft Brexit deal, which is fantastic news. After 3.5 years, I mean, what do you think? They've got 3 days left or something, and now they're going to do something, which would be fantastic for Europe. Never mind me, because you always say that I'm just thinking of my own personal well-being, and why shouldn't I? But it's very good for Britain and for the whole of the Eurozone. And do you remember that chap Woodford? I'm just reading stuff from CNBC.com. Do you remember that chap who's sort of self-styled stock picker, the best stock picker in Britain? He's shut down his embattled flagship. He was sacked. Yeah, Neil Woodford.
We've all met those types in our careers in the market. And I think a lot of those counters were unlisted and obviously the valuations. But you would think in this modern day and age that this type of thing couldn't happen. But stories in the market are sort of, just universal. These things were happening forever now.
Here we go. Yeah, there's nothing new in this world, only the history. We don't know, Greg. Most viewed shares on sharenet.co.za's front page today. EOH, nice move. You got it right this morning, Greg. I have to take my hat off to you. When you saw that 1250, 1260 buy, 50,000 shares a pop, and people have obviously front-running him or her, 1350 just before the close, 4.2% higher. What was the close?
Yeah, it was a strong close. Up 4.4%, R13.52, up 57 cents. I just had a glance in at the presentation and looked at a few tweets from Steve Ancola. He's the CEO bought in about 18 months ago.
Except
and
so.
Sort of giving quite an kind of saying we've kitchen sinked all the nonsense, and going forward he's going to clean it up and everything is going to be great. Look, some of this buying could be even people short covering. So let's see if this positive sentiment remains the next couple of days.
Let's hope so. It deserves it. I think Stephen Fancola is a good chap. I used to do some work with him when he was at ABSA. Sabanier barely changed, 2360 or so. Steinhoff, we need not talk about that one. Sasol, a nice one, 4.5% higher, 287. This is going to be fascinating over the next 6 months. I want to see which one is going to break, 300 or 250. I'm still sort of betting on 250, Greg, because that's, bad news travels fast, and I'm a broadcaster.
Yeah, look, obviously we spoke about it. The first SENS announcement we came out this morning, they were giving a timetable for the announcement of the outcome of the independent board, and obviously giving us a date for the results. It'll be the 28th of October. So the market's sort of seeing something positive in that. There's a way forward's cleared. You often think that backroom conversations are happening between Sasol management and some of the big institutions. I know Alan Gray is a massive holder of Sasol. I tend to agree with you. I think we're going to see in the 250s before we see in the low 300s.
Yeah, last time we agreed on something, we both lost money. So anyone out there, just please go along with Sasol. That's not a recommendation, incidentally. It's just a frivolous remark. Top five major movers on the upside on the JSE today, according to my screen, which is probably not quite updated with the closing prices, but into prop, Greg, massive. That Brexit draft deal being imminent has lit a fire under into prop. We were talking about it this morning when it was up 5%. It's closed up around about 15%.
Yeah, and funny enough, someone who's very good at technical analysis sent me some technical note this morning showing it was a breakout. And look,
that chap Nick Van Rensburg, or was that someone different?
No, Hilary Katz, you'll see on Twitter, she's quite active.
Okay.
So yes, it closed at R9.40, up 14%. But out of nowhere, there's suddenly it looks like a Brexit deal. But I mean, just keep in mind, this year was 70 Rand.
Yeah.
So R9.40 is great, but the market may be, hopefully we're not getting ahead of ourselves. So many times we've felt we're on the brink of a Brexit deal, and then it's fallen away subsequent days.
I'm not celebrating too soon. I'm not popping the corks yet, but I can sense something here. Hammerson up 7.4%. Another UK property company. Sappi up 5.5%. Yeah. Sasol up 4.5%. And Capco, again, three of the top five, all to do with property and all have an interest in the United Kingdom. Capco up 4.2%. Yeah, a lot of shorts in there. That's my sense here.
I was actually trying to grab some Capco shares just as the market was closing. That's why we started the pod a little bit late. Managed to actually get them at that closing is showing 46.35, but it actually closed at 46.65. Okay. So people repositioning themselves, going back into these UK-facing property stocks, and let's hope they're up 4%, nearly 5% up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't like to see that reversed.
Yeah, I've just got my screen refreshed. 4.97% higher for Capco, 46.69 on the downside. Yeah, this is one thing that does worry me. It's been Kumba Iron Ore and Exxaro on the downside for quite a while now. And when I say quite a while, in our short term minds, Greg, Kumba Iron Ore down another 3% today. PSG Consult is a 2.8% loser. Anglo Gold Ashanti down 2 1/3. Anglo American Platinum down 2.2%. And Harmony a 1.8% loser. Are people saying to themselves, well, we can see the world's economy slowing down, so we're not going to be buying iron ore. We're not going to be buying bulk commodities or industrial commodities. So let's start getting out now.
Yeah, there seems to be some uneasiness. I'm just going to go off the top five to Exxaro. We spoke about it earlier. I mean, this morning, and I always think to say, the question that was being asked of me the most is, why is Exxaro collapsing? It actually put in a low of 108.60 at about 10:30 this morning. And that, of course, when that happens, everyone starts speculating. There had been apparently a site visit at some of the mines. People thought, well, someone's been spooked here. And then, of course, as often happens, some bargain hunters came in, and the next thing, there was aggressive buyers. It finished only down 70 cents at 115.71. So a lot of people had gone long, the special dividend, the ordinary dividend. Everyone thought, well, let's buy that. Let's try and strip the dividend. The next thing, that was around 127. So a lot of people perhaps weren't long-term holders. They got short-term position became a long-term, but it did fight its way back nicely. Kumba, I suppose you're right. I suppose people are thinking the world economy could be slowing down.
Greg, the JSE has closed. How did it close, index-wise, please?
All right, let's have a look. Let me just fix my screen.
That's right, fix away.
The banks
working from home today, Greg, yeah?
Underpants, yeah. Banks up 0.36. Financials up 0.63. The retail is up 1.24. Industrials up 0.03, so slightly better. The gold index down 1.5. That was all in the late afternoon. Platts down 0.6. That left resources up 0.5%. That's probably helped by Sasol. That left the oil share up 0.64, up 355 points at 55,574, and value of trade just over 15 billion. So another disappointing number.
Yes, indeed. And can I just, as a slightly older person and someone who's worked at home for the last 3 years, don't do too much of the working from home thing. It's a very dangerous game.
It is, really, because you do tend to put on the telly and start watching YouTube videos of Pink Floyd and get very distracted.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, sometimes in his office, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. He'll be back with us for the opening tomorrow morning. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.